Okay, what we're going to try to do today is complete Siman Tzadi Tes, and then move on to the beginning of Siman Kuf. The last in the Siman Tzadi Tes, which we already touched on, is worth a little more focus for a few moments. The Mechaber tells us that if you have an Iser Muat that's absorbed into a Kli, so if Darko Shah also came with Hishdamish of a Shefa Heter, in other words, if it's a keli that absorbed a little bit of iser, but the derech is to use this keli with a significant amount of heter, so in that situation, it's not going to come. It's e efshal lavo l'idein nesin this time, and therefore it's a mutter to use the keli. Right, lefikach. So, if you have an iser mashahu that's absorbed in a pot, let's say you have a pot that has a tiny spill of chazer on the side of the pot, so it's mutar l'shtamish bo l'chatzchila, even if it's ben yomo, because it's iyav shalafu l'din b'shin istam. However, the mechaber adds, if it's a keli that le'itim, sometimes, occasionally, you use it with davar muat, so in that situation, it's going to be usher to use the keli. So, b'kitzur hamaisa, if I have a pot that I always use with like a ton of liquid in it, so even though there's a little bit of treifus in the pot, nishkefer alach, what's the big deal? Hamaisa, nothing bad will happen, no? But if it's the type of pot that I sometimes use a heter, so in that situation it's going to be usher to use the pot. This is all based on the Rashba. The Rashba and the Taz over here in Os Tesvav really decides to give us a whole essay about this Rashba. It's a long essay, although I actually figured it out, I think. But the Rashba in the Sefer Torah Habayis on Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the Rashba basing himself on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells me that if I have kankanim shoyayin, if I have jugs of wine that was used for goyish wine, which is obviously non-kosher, so the Gemara has a ofen to be matched those kankanim with miloi v'iroi. Yisro nosin atocho mayim, meaning to say that I'm allowed to put water in the keli for 3 days, and somehow by hocus pocus, so the keli becomes kosher. No? This is what they used to call in Yiddish shtelling, that you can shtel your kelim if the keli was absorbed only betzonin. Let's say I have cups for Pesach. It's a big discussion in the Shach in Kufchav Beis. If you could do this for Pesach or not, maybe this is a kula only by Stam Yenam. But many people have a practice that glass that they only used for cold, the way they'll kasher it is that you do mili v'iru gimel pa'amim, that you fill up with water. I think the Chazon Ish writes that you're supposed to change the water each of the 3 days, no? Each day you have chafta al chalos of water, you change it, and it's going to be great. Now, the Gemara also gives another ofen lahachshir the keli, which is that Yisrael notin bo shechar, that somehow beer is going to also remove the iser, b'machshir this keli. Everything is cold, you know? The keli was absorbed with cold wine. But Yisrael notin bo shechar, that I could put beer in it and that will make the keli kosher. The Gemara has a question whether this is permitted l'chatchila or not, and the maskana of the Gemara is that we permit this l'chatchila. So, okay, grand. Like everything is going to be mutter when you sow notain the toho shechar. That's a basic halacha. Now the question as to how we understand this halacha is really worth focusing on, because the Rashba by us is really basing himself on that din. Zak the Rashba l'cha'ora, that what we're doing is we're being machshir the keli ayidei nesinas mayim or nesinas shechar. And the Rash was worried, one second, like, what type of hechsher is this? It's like a strange type of hechsher. The Rash says, no. You see that it's mutter, because it's darko l'hishtamish bo b'shefa. Because it's a keli that you always use with a lot of water. And that's why it's going to be mutter, no? Effectively, what the Rash was saying is that that din in the Gemara is mutter because it's darko l'hishtamish bo b'shefa. That's the heter of that halacha, according to the Rashba. The Ra'ah on Lamed Vav Amid Beis disagrees with the Rashba. The Ra'ah, first of all, tainos, like this is already semantics, but I think it's interesting. The Ra'ah writes that there's no bela in those kalim at all. Those kalim never absorbed any iser. Ela mipnei klita shekoltim tam hayayin. There's no bela. There's no absorbed flavor because tzainin is not belea. But there's klita. Apparently, my understanding of klita is almost like sometimes, if you have a beged that went into a room where a lot of people are smoking, Rahmana Latzlan. It's really very, very bad to smoke now, it's on record. Good. So if a beged went into a room with a lot of people smoking, so the beged is collate the smoke, no? And the smell of that smoke, in our case, is going to be in the beged. I think what the Ra'ah is saying about the way you're machshir the kalim is that the kalim didn't absorb any flavor, but it's collate, Tom. Right, that there's like a certain smell, odor, something or another that exists on these kalim, akin to those begadim that go into the smokehouse. And in that situation, zak the ra'ah, the way you are mashir it is al yedei nesinas mayim latocho. We'll elaborate on it in a few moments in terms of the sheet of the ra'ah. Yeah.
Is that similar to rechav?
That's the way I'm saying it. Yeah. That's why I'm saying it's probably not exactly the same, but what the Ra'ah is doing, which I think is a big chiddush, is he's telling me that there's no tam, there's no bela, it's just klita. That's his words. It's the first wide line on Lamed Vav Amud Beis on page 72 in the Rashba. Great. Now, comes along the Taz, and the Taz is bothered with the Rashba. In other words, if the Makar Hadin for Kele Shadakol Shadamish Bei B'Shefa is from that Gemara about Yisrael Notin Latocho Mayim or Shechar. So for the Taz, well, why is that going to be any raya to anything? Maybe the only reason why it's mutter when Yisrael is Notin Latocho Shechar or Mayim is because you're making the Yayin Notin Tam Afgan by adding the water into the wine. Like we spoke about this, I think, in passing, the wine becomes almost kiyuha ba'alma, becomes like lousy wine, which is not good, no? You're watering it down. And certainly when you add sheikhar into the yayin, you're poigame the yayin. So Frek the Taz a question, how do you know that there's a heter in the Gemara based on the fact that it's baluahu ma'at, the fact that it's absorbed a teeny bit, and the teeny bit of absorption when stakol ishtamish b'shefa zak the rashba is mutter? Right, that's a machlokes Rashba and Ra'ah, no? The Ra'ah says it's no bliya. The Rashba says it's bliya mu'etes. Frek the Taz, but one second. L'cha'ora, the reason why it's going to be mutter is because it's no sin tam lefgam. Now, in fact, if you look at the Ra'ah tainas that even if it is a bliya in the kalim, right, it's going to be mutter because you're making that yayin no sin tafgam. Oidani omer she'ein din iser biturin lechatchila el b'meshe miskayim ha'iser b'tocho kigon nevela v'chazir l'toch ocho shaheter. Zok the Ra'ah, the din of eim avat mesor chatchila is when I have an iser that's be'en and I mix it into heter. That even though there's shishim, nonetheless the iser is kayam ushmo alav dimi kara ochel v'hashta ochel avo yayin b'mayim shehu nifsal legamrei. Zak the Ra'ah, but yayin b'mayim that is nifsal in gansen, right? That is not a din in a mevatlan iser l'chatchila. When I make an iser become nifsal legamrei, that is not the iser of a mevatlan iser l'chatchila. It's doma to a person wants to be mafsid gufa shel nevela achetei beguma. Right? If I take the nevela and I make it pogum, I add a lot of ammonia to the nevela, no? You make it disgusting, fat. So that's going to be mutter. So there are basically tainas that he thinks the heter in that gemara of putting the beer or the water in is because you're creating nesin tan lefgam. And that's the Taz's question on the Rashba. Freknitas, how can you prove that Kele Shadarko Leshtamish Bay Beshefa is mutter based on that din of, since it's only a Bliya Mu'etes and it's Darko Leshtamish Bay Beshefa, it's mutter? Freknitas, no! Maybe it's mutter like the Ra'ah says. For some reason, this entire presentation doesn't quote the Ra'ah, but he says maybe it's mutter like the Ra'ah says because you're creating no same time with Gam. No? It's a good time, huh? So the Taz basically, after dancing around and doing circles and trying to be Ma'ayin, the Taz in the middle of this conversation seems to say that, you know what, the Rash beholds that making an Isser Nosein Tam of Gam is also going to be Bechlal Eim Avatman Nisra L'chatchila. The Ra'ah holds it's Heter Gamor. To take an Isser and make a Nosein Tam of Gam, according to the Ra'ah, is Heter Gamor. But according to the Rashba, it's not Heter Gomor. According to the Rashba, that would be Bechlal the din of Ein Mevatlan Israel Chatchila. That is the first Ta'ara. Good? Now, it seems that L'cha'ora, this Machlekes, and this is not a complete two-way tliya. I think it's a complete tliya within the Rash, but within the Ra'ah, it's not complete. But it seems that this issue should relate to the entire conversation that we've been having throughout the Siman. You see, the Rash might hold that to make something Nosein Tam of Gam is Asar, midin Eimavat Anasar Chatchila. Because according to the Rash, the Yisod of Eimavat Anasar Chatchila is I might not do a good job. Dilma lo yivatlenu yafe yafe. No? And the same thing. Dilma lo yifgemenu yafe yafe. Maybe you're not going to make it really pugum. So zok the Rashba, it's going to be usher. But the Ra'ah is not worried about I might not do a good job. The Ra'ah understands that the din of Eim Avatman Yisrael Chatchila is for a different reason, not because I might not do a good job. So that, I think, is the aleph of the sugya. Im kenim hadavarim, so then the Rashba who's worried about Dilma lo yivatlenu yafe yafe would be very similar to what we spoke about last time. We mentioned, is there a din of Eim Mevatlen heter lechatchila? No, we pointed out there's a Tshuvas HaRadvaz that's quoted in the Be'er Hetiv in Simin Pei Zayin that it's mutter, but the Prima Godim here assume that I'm not allowed to mix my cholov into mayim almanas to put it in the basar later on. So we ask, why is it a problem according to Prima Godim? Isn't there a din of ein mevatlan iser lechatchila? But who says there's a din of ein mevatlan heter? So the answer is that if this is the svara, if the svara is I might not do a good job, so then the chayira, that svara should apply to creating nosein tam of gam, like we're saying here in the Rashba, and that svara should apply to a case of heter, like we mentioned earlier. We also pointed out at one point when we learned the Taz about in kavanas olavato that the Taz brings a raya from the din of the namalim in the devash. No, that if I cook the devash with the namalim inside, so the Taz says, oh, that's mutter because of in kavanas olavato. And we asked Akasha, what exactly is the bittul going on over here? So we suggested that maybe the bittul might be that I'm making it into Nosein Tam of Gam, no? Because the namalim are going to add flavor to the honey, but that's going to be Nosein Tam of Gam. And that also is Bechlau Eim Avatman Yisrael Chatchila, and that would be true according to this Rashba that we're saying, right? The Rashba we noted is not Matir based on Ein Kavanas Olavato. If I'd be matir based on in kavanas elevato, l'cha'ora, I have a better heter to use this pot. This pot that has a bliya mu'etes in it, the reason why it's mutter to use the pot is because in kavanas elevato, my kavan is to cook, not to be mevato the iser. But the Rashba doesn't hold in kavanas elevato. Right? Like Reb Feivel pointed out on page Ayin Hey in the Bali HaShulchan. The Rashba holds of, right? Income Nusavato is not a heter. Why is it mutter according to the Rashba? A new din of Kele Shadarko Leshtamish Bobeshefa. That's the way I want to put the sugya together based on just the aleph base of everything. Oh. Yeah, Yoma.
So, So we're saying Yosef Tamachat
was
kind of
the same as Heter. I'll let you finish.
Just like
Heter Mivatel Yosef Heter, I can't make it Yosef Tamachat because in both cases I might not do a good job.
You may not be poging it correctly.
I might not be poging it correctly, and in being Mivatel, maybe I won't have a full shear. This is a svar that we saw in the Yad Yehuda, no? Remember in the Yad Yehuda in Sifkotin Yudalid pointed out that even some that's not really Usher, some that's Mishum Sakana. So the Achrayim are Mekel on some Mishum Sakana that's still going to be Batal B'Shishim, no? That's a discussion in Hilchos Sakana, but we assume it's still going to be Batal B'Shishim. The question is, am I allowed to be Mevatel that L'chatchila? It's not really an Isser, it's just a Sakana. So the Yad Yehuda said this, oh, you might not do a good job. Right, that svara I think is really the svara here in the Rashba.
The other
svara that I'm changing Isser to be Mutter.
Yeah.
So I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. The lashon of the ra'ah is really interesting. You see, changing Isser to become a heter when the Isser remains intact—that's aim of atmanis lachatchila. But if I eradicate the Isser, I get rid of it. So that's not aim of atmanis lachatchila. The yesod of the ra'ah is that making something pogum is the pshat that it's command alasa. No, that's the way he said it. Right? Listen to lashon ha'ra'ah. She'ein din iser bitum lachatchila b'meshem miskayim ha'iser betocho. Right. But right, avoyayim b'mayim, that's nifsal legamrei, so it's mutar lechatchila. In other words, the iser doesn't exist anymore at all. That's the right. In other words, the din of eim avat manis lechatchila is if I have an iser that's still present, and the iser is still present, but it's batal. So then there's a din of eim avat manis lechatchila. Now, according to the Ra'ah, what's the yesod of Eim of Atmanis v'l'chatzchila? Now, according to the Rashba, we're saying that I might not do a good job. But according to the Ra'ah, it's not because I might not do a good job, because the Ra'ah's mekel are making an Isser pogom, right? So what's the yesod hadav according to the Ritva? So I saw a vart in this sefer called Kinyan Deya that I used last time I did Yeridaya. I didn't get that many vertlach out of him, but this one I got. The Kinyan Deya is written by, I forgot his name, I think it's Spiegel Horowitz, like some traditional good Jewish name. He's a son-in-law from Moshe Sternbuch. So he has good pedigree. In the Kinyan Deya, he says the following part. There's a Machlokas Rash Ben Ra'ah on Yutes Amud Aleph in the Torah Habayis about what's the yesod of an Isser Pogum. If I have an Isser that is Balua in a Kli and has been there for more than 24 hours, so is the pshat that the iser kishela atzmo tastes gevaldik, but when the iser comes out, it's going to adversely affect when it comes out? Or do I assume that the iser, when it's in the kedera itself, is going to be pogum already? Right, lo yitzur, if I'd be able to taste the blius, which I can't do, then there's like a theoretical machlokas, no? According to the Rashba, when the iser is inside the pot itself, it is not pogum. The iser inside the pot tastes gevaldik. It's just that when it leaves the pot, it's going to taste bad. And the Ra'ah assumes that the iser, when it's in the pot, is already pogum. That's what the Ra'ah says. So now, one could argue as follows. To the Rashba, if I'm play game in iser, if I have an iser that's balu on a clean, then I'm making a pogum. The pshat is that the iser itself is not really pogum. The iser itself might taste great. No? It's just it can't impact on anything else. The Ra'ah, however, assumes that the iser itself is pogum, and that's why he's mekel. That's what Ramosha Sternbuch's son-in-law suggests. That's his vart. But then he goes a step further. And he wants to say that maybe the pshat in the Ra'ah is like this. For some reason, and you think about it, it's a strange question. In Siman Tzadi Tes, which is all about Eim of Atmanis Lechatchila, we also have Dinim of Chozer V'Neir. Isn't that funny? I understand, technically speaking, why in Sifvav we had to bring up Chozer V'Neir, but like you would think that the Dinim of Chozer V'Neir should appear elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch. In fact, someone was just telling me that when they learn Yerideya, they don't cover Chozer V'Neir in Siman Tzadi Tes, they do it later. Because right now we're learning Eim of Atmanis Lechatchila. Why are you talking about Chozer V'Neir? But one could argue that maybe the yisod of Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chatzchila is because we're worried that the Isser will come back. Maybe that's the yisod of Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chatzchila. Therefore, in a situation that I know for sure that the Isser is not going to come back. Why? The Isser isn't here anymore. The Isser is no longer intact. The Isser... What? So this, I think, for Enfert's a great question. Ready? Ready for this one, gentlemen? I have a problem. I have an Isser that's absorbed in a pot. Is there any way that Isser could come out, and it's been more than 24 hours, is there any way that Isser could come out of the pot and create problems? There is. It's called Simen Sadi Vav. It's called onions, or Davar Charef, no? How come there's no din that we're worried that, what do you mean? Right? The Isser could still come out later, are they Davar Charef? According to this Ra'ah, and this is, I think, what Moshe Sternbach Sonnenlohe is saying, the Pshat is like this. When the Isser is pogam in the pot, it's not an Isser anymore. It's a new item. The Yisod of Davar Charef is like it's creating a new Isser, Mitzchila. I'm not worried about that. I don't know if I'm explaining this clearly. But effectively, what we're trying to suggest is that the Rashba and the Ra'ah are disagreeing fundamentally about Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chatzchila. I think within the Rashba, the Pshat is something like what we were saying last time we learned on Monday, that the din of Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chatzchila, I might not do a good job. The Ra'ah is not right, I might not do a good job. The Ra'ah says, no, Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chatzchila is when I have an Isser, and I'm choishish that the Isser is going to come back to be chozer v'neir, and that's when there's a din. But if I have an Isser and I make it ois Isser, I make it no longer Isser at all, so then I'm not worried about chozer v'neir, even though in theory it could come back, no? Ayidei davar charef, but that's like a new, that's like almost like panim chadashos. That's effectively what we're trying to suggest. Ladina, a keli shadakel l'shtamish bal b'shefa. There's a machlokas between the Rash. There's machlokas like between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Rashba assumes it's mutter. The Ra'ah assumes it's aser. Gotcha. No. And the Rashba says it's mutter only with a keli that you always use b'shefa. The reason is because according to the Rashba, the reason for Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chatzchila is I might get it wrong. If it's a keli that I'm never going to get wrong. Right, a keli that dakol shdamish b'shefa, so of course it's going to be heter gamar. That's effectively what we're suggesting for the Rashba. Now lahalacha, the shach tells me look in Simen Kuf Chaf Beis where I commented on this halacha. No, in Simen Kuf Chaf Beis, the mechaber quotes keli shdakol shdamish b'shefa, the same as he quotes it over here. But the shach writes in a very terse kind, yeah, this is halacha according to the Rashba, but the Ra'ah and the Ran and the Torah disagree, and hachi kaimalan, that's how we paskin. In other words, the shach holds that there's no heter of a keli shadak l'shtamish bal b'shefa. The Taz, however, is meko on the keli shadak l'shtamish bal b'shefa in the situation we have a mamon of shach, no? You see, according to the Taz, if it's a keli shadak l'shtamish bal b'shefa and the Isser is going to become pogum al yidei the shimush, so in that situation everyone's going to be mekel. According to the Ra'ah, it's going to be mutter out the fact that maybe out the fact that it now becomes pogum. According to the Rashba, it's going to be mutter because it's kesha dakol shdamish bal b'shefa, and there's no concern d'mali vatlanu yafe yafe. So therefore, according to the Taz, memanushach it's going to be permitted. Habaya b'das ha'taz l'fi aniyastaiti hikacha. That if you read in the tour in Simen Kuf Chaf Beis, the tour asks on the Rashba of kesha dakol shdamish bal b'shefa. He says, I don't understand. We have a Gemara, Sofa Vodazara, where the Gemara tells me that we're gozer keli she'eno ben yomo atu keli ben yomo. If we're gozer keli she'eno, in other words, I'm not allowed to use a pot that absorbed treif more than 24 hours ago, even though it's not going to make anything treif, right? Because it's pogum. But I'm not allowed to use that pot because gezeira eino ben yomo atu ben yomo. If, suck the Torah, I make a gezeira of eino ben yomo atu ben yomo, certainly I should make a gezeira of keli shedakol l'shdamisho b'shefa, that maybe I won't use it. It's the same keli itself. Maybe I won't use it properly. And even though I never did it until now, maybe I will. So the Torah asks, right, on the Rashba, how can you be making on dakol l'shdamisho b'shefa? For some reason, the Taz by us never acknowledges that the Torah's svara should apply. The Taz writes that the Torah and the Ran would be makeof. It's a keli that if it becomes pogam when you mix it in. But one second, but Lamaisa, people still might make a mistake of Eino Ben Yoma Atu Ben. If they make a mistake, Eino Ben Yoma Atu Ben Yoma, they might make a mistake and use it when it's when it's not going to be B'Shefa. So that reasoning of the Torah, I don't think we've really acknowledged. But nonetheless, the Taz is Mako if it's both Dakol Ishtamish B'Shefa and Pogam. That is the first Ha'ara that we wanted to say on this din. Let me hear from Mr. Rosenzweig, then Mr. Bressler.
You said that the Shach Paskins not like the
Torah? Yeah, the Shach Paskins like the Torah, not like the Shulchan Aruch. What? In Kuf Chaf Beis. That doesn't... What was...
We just quote those who argue that.
But they write Kain Pasek Habach or something? Kain Pasek Habach. I'll say... Okay, my understanding is that the proper way to learn Shachs is that if he quotes the Cholkim, that means he holds that way. Right? The Shach viewed himself like... He writes in the Hakdamah of his Sefer Gevuras Anoshim that unfortunately there's this book Shulchan Aruch that people are using all the time, and it's a terrible thing they use the Shulchan Aruch because the Mechaber makes lots of mistakes and he quotes the wrong Rishonim here, there, and everywhere. And he's writing the new Halacha book, but since unfortunately people use this book, so he wants to. So I think he's really arguing on the Mechaber there.
The Prima Donna is arguing that
it holds
like the Taz.
Holds like the Taz? Yeah. It's not exactly like the Taz.
Meaning that if it's not
pugum. The Taz would be Mako when it's pugum. The Shach, I have no evidence that the Shach would be Mako when it's pugum. My understanding, again, is... No. Here, Ayin Shach, Kuf Chaf Beis, Aiskim, Pazik Ataz, the Aser, Ubikder Sheino Ben Yomo, the Iser Muat, Afilo Haki, Aser. According to the Shach, Nitvi the Taz, Ayin Mashikaz, the Taz, etc. In other words, the Prima Gadim is noting that the Shach and the Taz have a different opinion regarding if it's Eino Ben Yomo and Davar Muad. Yeah, Mr. Bressler.
I was saying that the Taz doesn't acknowledge the Svara of the Torah.
That's what I'm bothered by, yeah.
Isn't that the reason the Torah said, the Taz says that by when it's not Mr. Pogum, we're still going to say it's Usher because of the exact of the Svara of the
If it's not an Isser Pogam, though, I could still say it's Usser because the Ran and the Ra'ah, etc., are arguing on the Rashban, that there's no heter of Dakol Ishtamishva B'Shefa. Another, the question is there a heter of Dakol Ishtamishva B'Shefa or not? The Tor, all I'm saying is that the Tor like, gives us a reason why there's no heter of Dakol Ishtamishva B'Shefa, right? The Torah's reason is if I'm gozer eino ben yomo atu ben yomo, kosher kena have to be gozer on the same keli, right?
But doesn't the Taz accept that
when it's not pogum? It's going to be usher. But why is it going to be usher? Is it going to be usher because that's some sort of din of eim avatlan iser lechatchila? Or it's going to be Aser because of this fancy gezeira. I don't know how much it matters. That's what you're saying. Lamaisa tasur Aser when it right. That's your ha'ara? Okay, that's fair. Mr. Rosenzweig, how are you, sir?
I didn't know what I was referring to, but like if it's pugum, so why is that different than the klidas
ein b'nei yomo?
It's pugum, the Aser. So why is it different than the klidas not b'nei yomo?
So again, I think what the Ra'ah is saying.
According to the why the Taz doesn't address the Torah's issue, maybe he's saying that it's okay if the Torah agree that if it's not Ben Yomo, if it's Pugum.
If it's not Ben Yomo, so it's Pugum.
Right,
but then.
So the Torah's question is only if it's Ben Yomo. But if it's not Ben Yomo, then it doesn't seem the Torah doesn't have a question. Right?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying that the Torah al karchacha is maskim to the ra'ah that
if it's not in the yomah, then he doesn't have the question on the rashba.
Okay.
So then right.
So he is addressing it. Okay, but say there. So that last point. So that's what we wanted to talk about at the end of Simin Tzaditas. Let's move on to Simin Kof. Just a regular achas, we don't have that much more time. There are a number of things that are not batal. Most of these things that are not batal are in Dirabanan, Chaticha Ru'uya Lehiskabed, not being batal. That's if you have a gishmaka piece of meat, you know, that you could give as a kippah to a guest. So that's not going to be batal. We have certain items which by definition are considered chashuv and they're not batal. And we have a din of beria in Simen Kuf that's not batal. No? The Rav Shechter always says over that the first time that the European Rav has to give a hesped, and he doesn't really know how to give a hesped. He only knows Yerideya because he learned in Yeshiva in Europe and he learned Yerideya. So he figures, I'll give a hesped, I'll say the Hasimonim. So he gets up there and he goes, Rabbi Isai, the Nifter was Mamish a Beria. Mamish a Beria. Right? Not only was he a Beria, he was Ru'uya Lehiskabed. He was a mensch that we should give a lot of cover to. That's Mamish Simin Kuf Aleph. And then he goes on and he says, and how does Dovah Shir Shematirin fit into the Hesped? And that's something called Faces Dovah Shir Shematirin. And Lamais, I forgot already. And then, but Lamais, and now, unfortunately, Rabosai, Chaticha Nasis Nevelam. What can we do? That's like the Hesped. Okay. But the fact is, we'll teach homiletics a different time. Not a great way to give a hesed. But the fact is that the din of beria is not going to be batal. The Rishonim will discuss exactly what the definition of beria. But why is it that beria is not batal? So there is a Tosfos in Bava Metzia on Daf Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is speaking about in the sugya of Tukvah Kohen and Bava Metzia. So the Gemara is speaking about Kafatz Echad Min Hamenuyin. That if you have one, right, the din is at Maiser Behema, you count. One, two, three, Ha'asiri Yakodesh. Let's say one of the animals that you counted already jumps back in, right? So the din is that Kulam Peturais, right? That the rest of the items in the shed, the rest of the animals in the shed, can't be chayav ma'aser behema because you're not sure, because it's not a minyan haroi. I'm not counting that you're definitely number one. I don't know if you're number one. Maybe you're already counted. That's the basic yisod. So Tosis asks Akasha there, let's assume, fractisis, maybe, right, it should be bottle. Let an animal become bottle. You're going to tell me that the animal is a davershev minyan, that anything that you count on its own has a certain chashivos, and therefore it's not batal. So I'll tell you, no, that's a din d'rabbanan. And there in the Gemara Bava Metzia, we're talking about dinim d'oraisa, so let it be batal. And Taisa says, and don't tell me that the reason why it's not going to be batal is because it's a beria, because it's not a beria. Because to be a beria, Taisa, has to be berias neshama. It has to be that the, or it's also mitchilas briyas, I'll say it like that. It has to be something that was usher from the moment it was born. And the fact that this animal now has, like, mice, was counted for mice, that's not something that happened at the animal when it was born. That's something that occurred later on. You get an impression from that Tosis in Bava Metzia and Daf Vav. Now what Tosis is saying is that, oh, if it would be a din beria, it would not be but on the level of do'iraisa. And Reb Vival Cohen points out in the Tziyunim Os Beis over here that there's another Tosis in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem in the context of Tzir of Behem, Tzir of Dagim, Tzir of Behemis, that Tosis assumes that Beria is not Bato on the level of Da'iraisa, but this is a rejected position. La Halacha, we assume that the din of Beria is not Bato, is a din to Rabbanon, it's not a din to Da'iraisa. However, what Rav Shechter is bothered by is the following kasha. So we have a rule, and this is all in, it's in his Sefer Be'ikve Hatzon page, Sefer Be'ikve Hatzon Simin Yud Dalet, and it's found in the Mipnine Harav page Kuf Tzadivav, that We have a rule that called the tikkun rabbanon ki endai raisa tikkun. If there's a din de rabbanon that something is not batal, that beria is not batal, there has to be some yisod min hatayra that beria is not going to be batal min hatayra. What's the yisod min hatayra? So Rav Shechter says an answer based on the Ramban that is quoted in the Chavos Das and Kuf Yud, that maybe the din de iraisa is that bnei adam are not batal. Like we're learning Sanhedrin this year in Yeshiva. So there's a whole discussion about Niskolim and Benisrafim. Let's say some people who are supposed to get Skila get mixed up with people who are supposed to get Srefa. So Zakli Gemara, that's totally on the Shaila as to whether Skila Chamura or Srefa Chamura, you give the lower level onesh, whatever that is, no? That's the Gemara Ayin Ches or something in Sanhedrin. So why don't we assume that it's Batal? Niskolim and Benisrafim. Right? One guy who should get skila gets mixed up with a whole bunch of guys who should get sreifa, and you forget who's who. Right? I don't know exactly the metzias of the case, but you got mixed up. You're not sure who's who. So let's assume it's batal. So the Ramban has a yisod that bnei adam can't be batal min hatayra. That human beings, the concept of bittul doesn't exist for them. Zakhtar of Shechter, he thinks that the kol de tikkun rabbanon ke'endo eraisa tikkun by beria is atu that din of bnei adam who are not going to be batal. Reb Feivel Cohen, however, takes approach that the reason why beria is not going to be batal is not like a ke'endoi raisa of a human being not being batal, but rather if chachomim would allow beria to be batal, people might mistakenly think that other dvarim chashuvim are able to be batal, which is not true. In order to protect the din that dvarim chashuvim are not batal, they said that beria is also not batal because people view a beria like it's a dvar chashuv. Now, it would seem that would be almost a gezeira of some sort, no? Because most of the dvarim chashuvim not being batal is also din derabanan. But nonetheless, apparently, in order for this din derabanan of dvarim chashuvim not being batal to remain, so we have to say that beria also, which is perceived by people as being chashuv, so beria is also not going to be batal. That's the way he takes it. Now, why is it that beria is perceived by people as being chashuv? Or let's get under the hood of this vart. So the Taz, I think, is getting in that direction. The Taz tells me that we have another din of beria, the din of that ordinarily to get malchus I need to eat a kezayis of an iser. But let's say I eat one kernel of wheat that happens to be chadash, so I'll get malchus, no? For that one kernel of wheat, because mipnei shehu kibriyasa. That's a Mishnah that people think that Makkos is an easy Masechta. And then you come to the third parak in Makkos, like in 7th grade, and you say, Rebbe, why are you teaching this to us? This is like not so easy. The first and second parak in Makkos, you understand why they teach that to you in 7th grade, no? Am I the only one in Makkos in 7th grade? I think that's like standard Judaism, no? But Makkos in 7th grade. The third parak is like still difficult. But in the first Mishnah, the third parak, Neshu Kibriyasa, Zoktataz, that's the reason why beria is not batal. Because since it's chashivos of beria le'inyan malchus, hu hadin, there's going to be chashivos and it's not going to be batal midrabanan. It's not going to be batal midrabanan because it's chashivos min hatayra le'inyan malchus. That's basically what the Taz says. However, we have to question within the Taz what's the yisod of this. Meaning to say, I could say this in two different ways. I could say that because there's chashivos. So the chashivas l'inyan malchus. So that's the goreim that causes it not to be batal. In other words, that the siba, the reason why it's not batal, is because there's malchus. Alternatively, I could say differently. I could say that the reason why it's not batal is whatever the reason is. But I want to know, how do you know that it's chashuv? And the way I know that it's chashuv is because there's malchus. Right, yesh lachkar basically is the malchus, the simen or a siva. Is the reason why it's not batal because it's malchus? Or do I assume that the reason why it's not batal is because it's chashuv? But I need to know, how do you know that it's chashuv? What proves the chashivas? Oh, I'll tell you what proves the chashivas. What proves the chashivas is that there's malchus. Lamai nafkamina. The nafkamina might be Zakdub Five Kohen on page something or another, Tzadi Tess, I think. The nafkamina might be what the Prima Godim has at the end of Os Aleph in the Mishpatzos, in the Prima Godim. Prima Godim points out that Yesh Lachkar, a din derabbanon. Can it be a beria? Something that's aser midrabbanon, can it be a beria? Now you're going to ask, like, what's the tzi, or what's the case? Something that's aser midrabbanon, can it be a beria? So you could have it by Eivor Min Achai. Eivor Min Achai is considered a beria, it says in Shulchan Aruch, but it could be something that's Eivor Min Achai midrabbanon. If you have an Eivor Hamadoldol, no? Let's say you had an animal that is shechted, and at the moment that you're shechting the animal, like, the thumb is, like, hanging over there, no? So that's called the Eivor Hamadoldol, that's called the Eivor Min Achai Midrabbanon. You shechted the animal, but the Eivor is already semi-detached beforehand. You can have an Issur Derabbanon also with Gir Hanosha. Gir Hanosha is considered Beria, but there is two Gir Hanoshas. There's the Gir HaPnimi, and there's the Gir HaChitzon. No? The Gir Hanosha HaChitzon is, right, the only gid that's also in the Torah is Al Kaf HaYerech. That's in this week's parasha, no? Parasha VaYishlach. Right, that's like what people speak about, no? Gid HaNosha. So Gid HaNosha min HaTorah is also if it's the Gid HaPnimi. The Gid HaChitzon is only also mid Rabbanon. Yishlach, whereas the Gid HaNosha HaChitzon, is that also going to be a beria? So the Mishpatzos, the Prima Godim, points out that the Sefer Iser V'Heter, who says that the reason why it's not going to be bottled, the reason why Beria is not bottled, is because of the Malchus. That's what the Iser V'Heter has in Chaf Hei Beis. When Chaf Hei Yud Gimel, the Iser V'Heter writes that the Gid HaChitzon is going to be bottled. In other words, the Iser V'Heter seems to be assuming that it is a Siba, not a Simen. And the Din D'Rabbanon will be bottled. There's a shtickle riot to this Yisod, from the Ramah, no? The Ramah at the beginning, Kuf Aleph, tells me that when it comes to Chaticha Haru'iyah L'Hiskaved, even if it's Asur Midrabbanon, it's still considered Chaticha Haru'iyah L'Hiskaved. No? That's what Ramah tells me at the beginning of Kuf Aleph. Afilo in Asur Ela Midrabbanon, it's still called Chaticha Haru'iyah L'Hiskaved. The fact that the Ramah doesn't tell me this in Simin Kuf by Beria indicates that by Beria, if it's an Iser Midrabbanon, maybe it's not called a beria. Right? That would be like the Iser V'Heter, no? That the din is only when there's Malchus, only if it's Doraisa. However, even though the Ramos seems to assume that a beria Midrabbanon is not called a beria, that's the impression you get from the Ramon Kuf Aleph, but the Mechaber probably doesn't assume that way, no? We already discussed Beitza Sheyish Ba'Efroach. Now remember Simon Tzadi Ches, we learned about eggs and why eggs are not bottle, right? Ancient history. So the Gemara says that if it's a regular Beitza Sheyish Ba'Efroach, it's like Maya Da'alma or something, right? It's not Nosin Tam at all. If it's a Beitza Sheyish Ba'Efroach, so it's going to be Nosin Tam, and therefore Beitza has to be bottle in 61. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Gemara. Beitza sheyish b'efroach, is that aser haTorah? Is that aser midrabbanon? So we pointed out that Rashi writes that beitza sheyish b'efroach is aser midin nevela. No, that sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. But the Rashban Teres Abayis assumes that beitza sheyish b'efroach is aser midrabbanon. The Gilyan Maharsha over here and the Prima Godim over here both prove from the din of Beitza Sheyesh Bo Efroach that even though the Isser is only Midrabbanon, nonetheless it's considered Beria. Now, that Beitza Sheyesh Bo Efroach is a din d'oraisa, it still would not be a Beria outside din d'oraisa, because the din d'oraisa, according to Rashi, is a din nevela. Nevela is not aser mitchilas briyaso. So it can't be that, right? It can't be that according to Rashi.
If it's a
beitza trefa, that's also mitzchilas briyaso. A beitza from an oftame is also mitzchilas briyaso. A beitzas, right? But Beitza Shigesh Ba'efroach, when the egg was born, the egg is mutter. Then the chicken begins to grow in the egg later on, no? That's not Mitzchilis B'riyasai. So it can't be a beria, according to Rashi. The fact that the Mechaber assumes that's a beria would seem to indicate that we're going within the Rashba, and that we're saying that an Issur D'Rabbanan can create a beria. Which would mean, lahalacha, that it's a machlokas, Mechaber and Rama, no? So I don't understand Rav Five on the Badei HaShulchan. Rav Five on the Badei HaShulchan, after giving this whole essay, and somehow he quotes all of this on the Prima Gadim in the Sefer Rosh Yosef. I don't know why he doesn't note that the Prima Gadim here, at the end of Sivkot Na'alaf, has the same thing. So he says, at the end of the thing, Batzkosha lahakel neged divrei ha-mechaber. Now, I don't understand. I'm an Ashkenazi. I'm making against the Mechaber every other day, no? The Ramah argues on the Mechaber. Lachor is a machlokes, Mechaber Ramah, no? If we're reading correctly, the Ramah assumes that an Issur D'Rabbanan is not going to be called a beria. The Mechaber holds an Issur D'Rabbanan is called a beria. So to tell an Ashkenazi, Kasha Lachakal Negat Divrei HaMechaber, seems to me to be a teeny bit shver. Okay, Chavra, I apologize that we're going to have to stop now, but thank you for listening.